Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Beverages. I'm your host, Will Keating, and I'm joined by Mr. Broderick Foxy Fox.
Hello, Will. Is this a good time to ask, am I back in the passenger seat for this? Are you ready to drive again?
Why don't you drive?
Yeah, it's kind of nice, being the navigator every now and again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I can put my feet in the dashboard, doze off, and, you know, if anything happens, wake me up.
Exactly, which means I get to pick the radio station, which is all good. So here we go, 90s West Coast hip-hop.
Oh, God, please don't do it to me.
Get your feet back on the dashboard, go to sleep, you'll be fine. I'll wake you up when we get there.
What are we doing today, Foxy?
We are doing our little shot-off quiz.
I'm excited. I love a quiz, as you know, and I'm sure the listeners know by this stage. But not only that, I've actually decided to have a beer whilst we're doing the quiz because I feel like I deserve it. It's been a long day.
Do you know what? You do deserve it, Will. And hopefully it will help get the brain cells stirring for this one because I think this one is fiendishly difficult to the point where I almost feel guilty about bringing it to the table.
My one, I think, is actually, yeah, I think it's easy, but we'll see.
Is it your neighbor?
It's never Ginever. One of my students, so I get my students in the university where I lecture. I lecture on brewing, distilling science, and my final year students have to produce a report on a beer or a spirit. And one of my students chose Ginever. So I'm looking forward to correcting that. So thank you, Inez. I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into 8 pages about the production of Ball's Ginever.
I look forward to hearing about it in a 5-question format in the quiz in the upcoming weeks. All right. Are you ready for your clues, Will?
Shoot.
All right. So for 5 points, this plant-based beverage has been sold and consumed for centuries, but really only became commercialized in the late 21st century.
The late 21st century?
Yes.
Isn't that the future?
What are we in now?
But the last one was the 20th century.
Yeah, late 20th century, sorry.
Okay.
It has also been a long day.
Yeah. Okay. So, if it became commercial, so it's plant-based, well, that rules out milk. But apart from that, like everything else is pretty much in the... in play. So I'm thinking, what only became commercialized? Oh, coconut water.
It is. Well done. 5 points.
Fiendishly difficult, you said.
Yeah, well, there's no way you would have gotten the 4-point clue.
Okay, shoot. Give me the 4-point clue.
It's use as a substitute for saline, which was administered by untrained nurses during the reign of Pol Pot in Cambodia, has been registered as an official crime against humanity.
Okay, yes. I can confirm that was not high on my list of facts I knew about coconut water. Wow. Okay, what was the 3-pointer?
3-pointer, I think you possibly would have gotten this one, that although it's marketed in Western countries as a natural energy or sports drink with low levels of fat, carbohydrates, and calories, and a high amount of electrolytes, many of these claims are false, and a leading retailer in this segment settled an out-of-court claim for this for $10 million in 2012.
Didn't know that.
Well, there you go. And for 2 points, it can be consumed. It can be consumed directly from the fruit, usually via a straw, or it can be packaged and sold in bottle, can, and other formats. But Tetra Pak is by far the most popular.
Yeah, so I would have guessed Capri Sun or coconut milk.
Coconut water. And for 1 point, if you forget to bring a beverage to our desert island, this will suffice.
Very good. Very good. Good clues. Good clues.
Well done. And that was good. Straight off to a 5-pointer.
Yeah, I kind of got a little bit lucky, but I have always been very interested in the sudden dramatic rise of coconut water, where nobody had ever considered drinking it, and all of a sudden, you know, it was everywhere.
I don't know if it's still as popular as it was maybe 5 years ago.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, don't see the appeal myself, but many others do.
what was interesting for me, so when I talk to people about, you know, new product development or things like that, one of the things I often get people to do is to look at flavor trends. And you'll remember we had John Kelly on this program from Kerry, the Kerry Group, and they produce a report every year on different segments in across food, drink, hot beverages, cold beverages, savory desserts, et cetera, et cetera, dairy. And one of the things that they track is the progress of different flavors. And they can point to reports where 12 years ago, they were saying that coconut was a kind of emerging trend through to, you know, mainstream through to core flavor now that you see across a whole number of things. So it, the whole coconut thing, it has been coming for a while, but I think it's probably peaked and we're on the downslope now for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of John, he's well worth a follow on Twitter, if anybody's that way inclined, because he does say what some of those flavor trends are. And the one that he picked up on this week was asparagus vodka.
Oh, who doesn't love asparagus vodka?
Especially popular in Germany, I would say.
They love the white asparagus in Germany, don't they?
They do, yeah. They have asparagus season, asparagus festivals. It's quite good, tasty.
For me, asparagus just smells like pee. Or is it the other way around? I can't remember which. Right, let's see if you can get this on the five-point clue and tie the game up. I think it might be tricky. Okay, so for 5 points, this spirit is traditionally made using column stills.
This is going to be one of these ones where I trip myself over in knots trying to come figure out which version of whiskey it is, if it is in fact a whiskey. let's say I don't know. I know it's not Redbreast because I've had that before. So I'm just going to go with a bourbon.
No, incorrect. Unusually, this spirit uses a combination of maturation in oak casks and glass demijohns.
Oh, this sounds slightly familiar. I feel it's not a whiskey. Something like a, not port. Is it port?
No, it's not port. So port isn't distilled. So port is fortified wine. Mm-hmm. So it's wine mixed in with spirit brandies. But no, it's not port. You're getting closer. So it's not a bourbon. It's not port from Portugal. So we're moving in the right direction, though. And you'd know that because this drink was a key part of the now banned French dish of ortolan, which involved force feeding a young ortolan bunting or bird and then drowning it in this particular beverage.
What?
Yeah. Have you never heard of this? So
no, this is bad.
There was a French dish called ortolan, which involved taking a young chick, an ortolan bird, force feeding it, and then drowning it in this particular drink, and then roasting it. And then you would eat the bird whole, and actually you ate the bones and all, and the bones were supposed to prick the inside of your mouth and make it bleed, which was to make you suffer in the way that the bird suffered. It's a horrific, absolutely horrific dish, but it's just so bizarre that it maintained a lot of notoriety.
My God, that is insane. I'm so notorious, I haven't heard of it. This is bizarre. It's like a bird version of Goldschläger.
God, yeah, the gold flakes cut your throat, man. They get you drunker quicker.
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. I'm just so in shock by that dish. I'm just going to skip it.
Well, what I would say is just take out of that it's French.
Well, it's French. It's French.
So a French spirit distilled in column stills, matured in a combination of oak casks and glass demijohns.
It's weird. The only thing, well, there's brandy, I guess. But I'm just going to go with Remy Martin.
No, not Remy Martin. So we are looking for a category here.
Okay.
So happy for you to go again if you
brandy,
want to.
Brandy.
No. So this drink can be categorized as either VS, VSOP, XO, or de Age.
Oh, now literally the only word I can think of is Hennessy. I swear to God, I'm having one of those brain meds as far as
you're in.
I know. I'm in the category, but I'm so far into the category, I can only think of a brand name.
Yeah, but you're okay. You are and you aren't. So you're in the cognac category.
Yeah,
and you're just thinking of cognacs, and it's not a cognac.
I hate this game.
It's a drink we regularly guess.
Oh, that was, it's not Unaver, which is one of the regular guess. And well, Uso is the other one. So, no, I'm.
Okay. For one point, unlike cognac, this other French brandy is very often sold in vintages of a particular year, usually 10 years after their maturation.
I swear to God, Will, I am just drawing a blank on this.
Oh, we shouldn't do these late at night. Obviously, your brain just doesn't function. Yeah, it's Armagnac.
Oh, my God, Armagnac. I'm so annoyed with myself.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought that would kind of be something because we've guessed Armagnac a lot for things over the quiz.
Yeah, and to be fair to you, you force fed me the clues there quite as if I was a small bird being force fed before a meal.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to drown you in Armagnac now. Yes. So Armagnac. Made in Gascony in the southwest of France, very closely similar to cognac, but different regions, slightly different rules, slightly more grape varieties, not as well known internationally. And to be honest, a large part, that's because it's produced by very small artisan family producers usually. But, you know, extremely, extremely good spirit.
Craft cognac.
Yes. Yeah. In a word.
Yeah.
Well,
good clues. Well done.
Yeah, sorry about that. I kind of thought the thing I was actually talking about it today in college and talking about maturation. What for me is interesting is this idea of you take it out of the oak and you put it into glass demijohns, which means that it stops maturing really, but you hold on to it. So it's kind of interesting. Right. Well, we got that completely wrong. My one was difficult. Your one was easy. Silly.
That's just the way the quiz goes.
Go off, get some sleep, rest your brain, or drown yourself in Armagnac. One or the other.
Drown myself in Armagnac sounds more appealing right there.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod. There you go.
Well, that was good. Fucking Armagnac. That's mental. I'd never heard that about the birds. That is...
Did you ever watch that TV program about Charlie Haughey? Aidan Gillen plays Charlie Haughey, but
yeah, four years ago. Watch it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a scene in it where he has dinner with Mitterrand, and Mitterrand serves him this ortolan, and Charlie has to eat it. You have to eat it with your head under a tea towel, or you're supposed to cover your head so that God can't see you doing it.
That's mad.
Yeah, because of the shame.
Yeah. The French. Great bunch of lads.